Shortly, we will hear from a Syrian journalist trying to tell the story of chaos in her country. But first, a reminder of the persistent instability in the Middle East nation of Yemen. Armed fighters from the Houthi militia have reportedly made another attempt on the government in Sana'a. The government faces numerous challenges, not the least of which is dealing with U.S. attacks in its territory against al-Qaeda and Saudi efforts to limit Iran's growing influence there. To get more insight, we spoke with Iona Craig in London, who just returned from Yemen and was formerly based there. She says the numerous factions, or so-called tribes, in Yemen make stability very difficult to assess.
In the context of what's happening at the moment, the Houthis are not actually considered a tribe. They're a movement that was founded in 2004, really, and named after their leader, and still hold that name under their current leader of Abdel Malik al-Houthi. So that's where they come from. They're not actually, strictly speaking, a tribe. But alongside them, there's obviously the government, which is led by President Hadi at the moment. Other factions include Ali Abdullah Saleh, the former president, who stood down from power at the end of 2011 during the political uprising. And really, his influence remains amongst old military units, particularly the Republican Guard, that appears to have been supporting the Houthis. So those are the main parties, as well as ISLA, which is Yemen's version of the Muslim Brotherhood, who the Houthis have had a long-running opposition to.
What's the breakdown in Yemen, Shiite versus Sunni? And I understand, and again, I'm just learning this for the first time, the Houthis are believed to be Shia?
Yeah, that's correct, although I think it's very easy to jump to this whole Shia-Sunni narrative. But the Houthis are traditionally a Shia group, but actually all Shia are not Houthis and all Houthis are not Shia. I've met Shafia Houthis, I've met non-Shia Houthis, so it's not really as clearly black and white as that. But yes, the Shia are, strictly speaking, in the minority in Yemen. They're less than 50%. But this is actually divided along political lines rather than this Shia versus Sunni schism that we often like to portray it as.
The backstory in Yemen is the U.S. presence in fighting al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and the traditional formidable Saudi influence in Yemen. How much does those two factors make Yemen vulnerable?
Yeah, I mean, the complication here, particularly with that, is obviously America's focus and the international community's focus has traditionally been about security in Yemen and most specifically about al-Qaeda. Now, the Houthis are rivals to al-Qaeda. They have actually been fighting al-Qaeda since they took over the capital Sana'a in September. They then expanded further south and started fighting al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in the province of Baida. And it's seen a real surge in attacks by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, since the Houthis have started taking control, to the point that they've started attacking civilians that they see as Houthis. So it complicates that fight, because at the same time, the Houthis are very much against international and specifically Western influence in Yemen. So their traditional slogan is death to America, death to Israel, which sounds harsher than it means probably, but it's really about them not wanting international interference, particularly Western interference in what goes on in Yemen. On the Saudi side, they see the Houthis as very much aligned to Iran, their regional rivals. So a Houthi takeover, which is what happened in the capital back in September, left them with the prospects of having a government under the control of perhaps an Iranian proxy force.
So sovereignty in Yemen is very much of a puzzle under any leadership at this point, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is the problem we've had now for some months. What the Houthis have been doing is leaving the responsibility of governance to Hadi and to a new government that was formed at the end of last year, without having to take responsibility if everything collapses and when everything goes wrong.
Iona Craig is an independent journalist formerly based in Yemen. She just returned from Yemen last month. Iona, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.